Welcome to KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program, where we explore issues and organizations related to our community. Talk of the Rock is hosted by members of the KMXT news team.
So you're listening to Talk of the Rock. I'm Maggie Wall, and I'm here with the Alaska Humanities Forum, and we're going to talk salmon. Not only salmon, but when you talk salmon, as people in Kodiak know and as fishermen know, when you talk salmon, you're talking all kinds of things. You're talking about ocean things and environmental things and culture things and food things and history and a little bit of everything, which is why this is going to be a very interesting program. We're particularly interested today in the Alaska Salmon Fellows. We have two of those here, one of them being our own local Kodiak's Toby Sullivan, and the other one, a former Kodiak person, and that is Angelie Grantham. And also in the studio with us, last but not least, is the executive director, rather the president and the CEO of the Alaska Humanities Forum, Cameron Perez Verdia. Yes, I pronounced that correctly?
You got it.
All right, so let's have Toby do some, let's start with Cameron. Cameron.
Yes.
All right.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, gosh, thanks for filling in there while I'm playing with my buttons over here on the board.
No worries.
Okay, so the Alaska Humanities Forum.
Yeah.
You know, I still, after all these years, don't have a grasp of what are the humanities, what does this mean?
Right.
But I know that the Alaska Humanities Forum is very active in Alaska and has done a lot of work preserving culture and doing things that I can relate to, that people can relate to, especially rural people can relate to.
Yeah.
So what is this Alaska Humanities Forum and what's it all about?
Yeah, well, and thank you again for letting me be here and be a part of this conversation. And rural is really important. I'm originally from Barrow, or it's named now Utqiagvik. And so rural communities is something that I've grown up in and been a part of my whole life. The Alaska Humanities Forum, you asked about the humanities, and I love that question because to me, the humanities are stories of our human experience, right? They're stories of people and the stories of our past, the stories of people today. And what we do at the Alaska Humanities Forum is we essentially work to strengthen communities all across Alaska by bringing people together to have conversations about things that are important. And that's really what it's about. And we use those stories of our experience as a tool, as a way to connect people, to bridge differences, to get people to think differently. And we do that with youth, we do that with teachers, we do that with statewide leaders, we do that with tribal communities, we do that with fishing communities, we do that with lots of different people throughout the entire state. And we believe that by bringing communities together to have these important, difficult, challenging conversations, that our communities will be healthier and stronger and more vibrant places to be. So that's really what we do. And we have lots of programs and things that if you want to learn more about our organization, you can go on our website and learn about that. But the Alaska Salmon Fellows is one of our newer programs, and we're really excited to be in Kodiak and to talk a little bit about that today.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah, that was a very good explanation. I'm going to back you up just a little bit because here I have someone native to what is now former Barrow. Mm. How do you pronounce the new name?
Well, see,
you did that so quickly. I was like beyond impressed.
So I'm going to get in trouble because I probably don't even pronounce it correctly. But most people pronounce it Utqiagvik.
Utqiagvik.
Utqiagvik. And it's a k sound. So Utqiagvik.
One more time.
Utqiagvik.
Utqiagvik.
Mm-hmm. And I've been told that that's wrong. So those of you out there that really know how to pronounce it, I apologize. But that's the best that I can do.
Okay, that's probably better than I'm ever going to be doing. But that's good to know because, you know, they say formerly Barrow.
Right, right.
And I don't know how long they'll do that, but that's good to know that change was made. And it's good to see that names being changed, I think,
changed
back to their original cultural names.
Yeah. I agree.
Anyway, so okay, so thank you for doing that. So now we all know a little bit more, and for those who didn't know that Barrow's name changed, it did. All right, so let's talk to the two fellows. Simon. Let's start with Anjali, because she's laughing. You think this is funny?
Well, I appreciate your entry there. Salmon.
Yeah, people think I'm cool on the radio, but really I'm just stalling because I had to bring your microphone up. Okay, so tell me, what is it? Anjali, you've been here a long time.
Yes,
and then you went away.
Yes, I'm from Kodiak, and I moved to Juneau 2 years ago, so I am now a Southeast Alaska resident.
Did you actually grow up here?
Yes,
I did. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yep, and I grew up fishing on the west side of Kodiak in Euganic, so I have some solid Kodiak fishing roots, that's for sure.
And so tell me, what is the Alaska Salmon Fellows, and you're in one group and Toby is in another. So what difference is there between the two groups? And you're all here this week. Well,
yes.
Hope some of you are here, and weather permitting, more of you will be here for some meetings and things. So just tell me a little bit about all of that.
Well, Alaska Salmon Fellows are descending on Kodiak this week. There are two cohorts of Salmon Fellows. Each cohort has 16 individuals. And the Alaska Salmon Fellows program brings together diverse people from across Alaska with connections to salmon. It's a nonpartisan group representative of the broad geographic spectrum of Alaska and cultural affiliations of Alaska. There are commercial fishermen, scientists, subsistence fishermen, sports fishermen. So like all user groups are represented, and a lot of perspectives come together through the cohorts. And it's a year and a half long fellowship program. So each cohort has a year and a half as a fellow. During that time, each cohort gets together four times over the course of that period for gatherings in person at different places around Alaska. And we have conversations about sustainability and equity in Alaska's salmon system. And in addition to these gatherings, we are responsible for completing group projects that advance issues of sustainability and equity in Alaska. So this Kodiak gathering is the last gathering of the first cohort, and it's the second gathering of the second cohort.
Okay, so the two groups, which you are calling cohorts, overlap each other. So
here.
You were in the first one.
Yes.
And like that one, it has almost finished up its work. And then the second one that Toby's in started while you guys were still en route, and now they're picking up. Got it. So we're going to shift now to Toby Sullivan, who is the executive director of the Kodiak Maritime Museum. And he's also a fisherman, and he does a lot of things. You like that poetry stuff and the Salmon Out Loud or whatever that was. And so tell me more about that and you. Now, see, I know you, but there are a lot of people listening who don't have a clue.
Oh, well, hi, Maggie. It's good to be here. Yeah, I've been in Kodiak for most of my life since I was a teenager, and I started out commercial fishing. I'm still a fisherman. I fish salmon in the summer. I used to fish out west, fished crab, and I had my own boat for a long time. And I also have been running the Kodiak Maritime Museum as executive director for about 10 years, and I've been writing for a long time. So a lot of those things overlap in some interesting ways, so it's been kind of fun to do all of those things because I write about fishing, and I write about history, and fishing and history are deeply involved in Kodiak's culture and history, so all that blends together. So the Alaska Salmon Fellows Program, which I got into last spring, in some ways brings all of that together in a very interesting way.
And how is that?
Because the Salmon Fellows are tasked with finding connections and building relationships across the state amongst people who have some interest in salmon, be it, as Anjali said, subsistence fishermen, people who work in the government who manage salmon, commercial fishermen, processors, and just regular folks who are related to salmon, even if they just go fishing a couple times a summer up in Anchorage or somewhere else.
And so how is it that the fellowship groups, people, how is it that you are going like when you're done, do you have a report? Do you have something? And so how is this, how will you know you've done whatever it is you're set out to accomplish? And how will we as people say, oh yeah, look at what they did. That was useful, not just interesting.
I think, as I understand it, and I'm still learning a lot here, is that the Alaska Salmon Fellows Program is kind of an open-ended project. It's not, after a year and a half, I don't think we're going to be done with it and walk away as if we'd gone and got a degree at college and that's the end of that. It's more of a program where we're building relationships around the state and fostering conversations, which we hope will continue into the future and help people from all different parts of the salmon people system in Alaska continue those relationships to help solve some of the issues that surround salmon in the state. So I see it as a very open-ended project that I'll probably be involved in for a long time. Even if it's not formally as a salmon fellow, it will be as an Alaskan resident who has a relationship with salmon and through that has relationships with lots of other people in Alaska who have relationships with salmon.
Yeah, and I, building on that, it makes me think of after the first gathering, I was in Kenai last or two springs ago, and I walked away suddenly caring about king salmon in the Yukon, not because I have a direct experience with those Yukon kings, but now I have three colleagues and three friends who have a really intimate relationship with those fish and care about those fish and need those fish for their survival. So in that, this cross-sector, cross-Alaska network is something that will live on and helps all of us who are part of the fellowship to gain empathy and understanding about salmon issues across the state.
Okay, so help me make sure I think I have an understanding of this. Let's see if I can put it into words. It's kind of like, not that you're producing an item, but more that you all have an interest in salmon, so you want to make sure that this person knows who to call when they have a question, or there's an issue that comes up and you can say, oh yeah, I know this person in Barrow, Utqiagvik, and I know somebody in here. So it's kind of like, I don't want to say it's like you're all in one club together, but it's like kind of like all being kind of like on one Facebook group.
Well, so let me try, because I think you're getting close to it. So this program really originated from lots of partners that had come together and saw that, and I want to quote one of Liz Medicine Crow from First Alaskan said, salmon have a people problem. And if we're going to find solutions to the really complex challenges that we have in this state around our resources and around our jobs and around culture and around all the things that you mentioned that are all wrapped up into this, we're going to have to shift the way people work together. And so by bringing really diverse people together and creating relationships among them, they will grow as individuals. They will be more connected to a vast and diverse network throughout Alaska. And they'll also work on things that will hopefully shift the way things are in Alaska, the way that we make laws, the way that we create policies, the way that we bring communities together. And so that's the hope. And we're just getting started. And I would say that Toby's absolutely right. The intention isn't that this begins and ends, but that we're building a cohort and a larger network of people who really care about this and want to shift the way that we do things in a more collaborative and positive and hopefully productive way.
So it's the connections that is the result of this. That's kind of the goal, is the connections that are being made, not that there's going to be an out, you know, oh, look, this is what we produced, but more there'd be actually be very intangible, just a whole bunch of resources and people know each other, so they feel comfortable referring each other or talking to each other. And like Angelique said, have a perspective of what's going on in other places because they now know somebody in that other place.
Yeah, I would say it's three things. I would say that we are creating an opportunity for existing leaders to continue to grow and develop their own leadership and perspective. Second, that we're building this network, these relationships and these connections. And third, the projects that people are working on are intended to make tangible change. They are intended to actually identify ways to shift what's going on in Alaska. And so our hope is that those projects will, in either the short term or the long term, result in some very clear and tangible change in our state.
Got it. Okay, who wants to tell me about some of these projects?
Well, I can talk about my project.
Hey, great.
This is Anjali, and I actually would like to invite the community of Kodiak to join me and other fellows this evening at Fisherman's Hall from 6 to 8 p.m. We will be hosting a pop-up art show and a facilitated conversation called Salmon Shadows. Salmon Shadows is a group project of Cohort 1. And with Salmon Shadows, we issued a call for art across Alaska, hoping the artists would respond with artwork, visual, as well as literary works that talked about issues of concern in Alaska's salmon system. And we then curated this group show, and we've brought it around Alaska. So we've hosted conversations and these pop-up events in Juneau, Petersburg, Girdwood, Nome, and now Kodiak. It's an opportunity for people to come together to see some really interesting salmon art, hear and read some poetry, and to have a conversation about issues of equity and sustainability in the salmon system. So that's from 6 to 8 p.m. tonight at Fisherman's Hall. It's your only opportunity to see these works, and there will be food.
Oh, I got it. Okay. This is where we now have Toby read the poem, or is the poem later?
Oh, the poem is for tonight.
Oh, for tonight. Okay. So we don't have to have that, because I got a sense it was pretty deep. And it's a rainy day. We don't want deep. We want to talk about what we're doing here. Toby, you're laughing too much. All right, tell me something new.
Well, this is a funny crowd here. I also wanted to mention, because we didn't talk about it at the beginning, but there's actually... I'm a host of this thing from Kodiak as a Salmon Fellow, but Freddie Christensen is also in the Salmon Fellows program in my cohort, and he couldn't be with us today. The weather is a little gummy out there right now, but he should be here later. And so there's really two of us from Kodiak that are Salmon Fellows that are hosting this, and I guess that's one way to put it.
Right, and Freddie is living in?
Freddie's living in Anchorage lately, but he's, of course... originally from Old Harbor and grew up there and fished there for many years.
All right. Thank you. I'm sorry that Freddie can't be here. So is this like way cool that Kodiak has so many people represented, or does that seem like, Cameron, does that seem like because we're fish, maybe we should have more, or I don't know. It's a cool thing, and it's cool to have people in Kodiak involved.
Well, it's definitely cool to have people from Kodiak involved. I love Kodiak, but the way that this has worked is that we had lots of people who applied for this program. Cohort 1, I had over 100 people apply, and Cohort 2, I think, had 70 folks apply.
And how many got chosen?
16 for each cohort.
Okay.
And one of the things to know is that people, one of the reasons people were selected, one of the primary, was the diversity. It was really important that people who bring very different perspectives and experiences, whether that's, as we mentioned, subsistence, commercial, sport, policy, people who are from different regions of Alaska, the diversity is really, really important. And it's important that the people know that this program really is not about having an agenda. It's about creating a space where diverse perspectives can come together and can... debate and can discuss and can really wrestle with these very challenging issues that our state is wrestling with. And we certainly have had our share of those. And I think we're better because of it, because people have learned so much. And there's lots of examples, I'm sure. And Anjali has had some of those conversations in her cohort where people who have really, their eyes have been opened to a whole new worldview because they're meeting somebody from a different region of Alaska that has a different relationship with fish than they do. So,
got it. Okay. And Anjali, you mentioned that your eyes were opened because you have a better grasp on Yukon Kings. Toby, how have your eyes been open? And you're a salmon, what I think of as a salmon guy. So I'm interested to see what you saw as something that opened your eyes.
Well, I've been involved in catching salmon and selling them for pretty much my whole adult life. And to actually get in a room and a space with people who experience salmon in completely different ways, there's people who, from like Angeli said, from the Yukon and other parts of Alaska, who do not make money off of it. They need them to live. And we've also have people in the room who are managers of salmon from different parts of the state. And in the first cohort, there's actually people who have to deal with salmon from an industry standard or an industry viewpoint from mining companies. So these are all different ways that we relate to salmon that are different from mine. And living in Kodiak, we have a lot of subsistence fishermen here, and I subsistence fish as well. But some of those larger questions about salmon from other parts of the state is something I didn't have a lot of experience with walking in.
Right, that makes sense. Because Kodiak, though we don't like to think of it, we really are in our own bubble. I mean, we rally behind, if you don't, if you've got a problem with salmon, people think you've got a problem. And so we're really like, we're the choir singing to the choir constantly. We're reaffirming our own beliefs constantly. And we're like this solid pack when we need to be. And there are a lot of people who don't see salmon that way.
Yeah. And you had mentioned it, that it's about salmon and it's not about salmon. I mean, we use salmon because we all care and have different relationships with it. But it's often about history and about jobs and about culture and about our values and about, our families and our economy. I mean, all of these things are wrapped up in it. And so salmon is a way to have conversations about the difficult things that we need to be talking about. The conversations are very rich. That's for sure.
Okay, Angeli, we've got about 5 minutes left. So let me, in case somebody came along as we were talking with the Alaska Salmon Fellows, two of them, and the Alaska Humanities Forum executive. I want to keep calling you executive director. I'm sorry, Cameron, but it's president and CEO of the Alaska Humanities Forum. And they're in town today for a couple of days, yes, meeting. And so there's like an event tonight at the Fisherman's Hall from 6 to 4, an art event. Six to eight. Boy, that'd be a long evening, wouldn't it? Till 4 in the morning. 6 to 8 and food, yes, but salmon art and a chance to meet with people and talk salmon. Talk about something that we all are really totally into.
Yes. And what we do is we have the art and the writing available for people to see and to read. And then we use that art and writing to host a conversation. So there's opportunities for mingling, of course, but really it's a facilitated conversation where people will be able to share their perspectives on the art, share stories and their ideas about sustainability and equity in Alaska's salmon system.
Yeah, and I would just share that in Angeli's cohort, there are a number of projects that are sort of span a variety of things. There is a group that's working on, collecting better data around salmon and communities. There is a project that's really about finding the root causes of many of the challenges that we're facing. There's a group that is trying to bring back the Kuskig, which is the men's house or a community center in rural Alaska Native communities, which is going to allow those communities to really be have more agency in making decisions about their community. So lots of different kinds of projects are happening within that cohort. And then one of the things that's happening here in Kodiak over the next week is that cohort two are going to be developing the ideas for their projects as well. And so it's going to be very exciting because some of those ideas will emerge out of this new cohort that Toby's in.
Okay, so Toby, how new is this? They call it cohort, this group that you're in.
Well, the selection process was last winter, and our first meeting of the second cohort was in Petersburg in April. And this is the second time that the second cohort has met. So we've all been communicating all summer through email and texting. And starting to coalesce around some of the projects that we're planning to work on.
I see. And so you'll decide which ones you're going to work on this meeting. And then you've got about a year to work on them, yes?
Yeah. And I've actually been working all summer on a project. And I've got a couple people in my cohort who have conditionally said they're interested in. We're going to kind of hash out some things at this meeting.
Okay, that sounds good. Are you able to tell us? Because I think I kind of know.
Oh, yeah.
I got a hint, yes?
I'm working on a podcast that would be similar to the oral history program we did with the Maritime Museum about the king crab fishery, this would be about salmon in a broad sense, but it wouldn't be just about Kodiak salmon. It would be about how people relate to salmon and how salmon relate to the world from a lot of other parts of the state. We still need to map out a program of, well, how many podcasts we need to tell the story of salmon and things like that. So that's all kind of in to be done, but the idea is to talk about salmon as a statewide thing.
Got it. And you mentioned the oral histories. I produced those when Crab was king, oral history, and it was a wonderful experience. It was a lot of fun. All right, I am going to finish up the show and say thank you to everybody. You're listening to Talk of the Rock. That half hour went fast. We could have been here for a long time, and I'm sure we could have come up with more things to make jokes about. I have a good time. Salmon is a good thing. Yes. I love salmon. I never had a salmon until I came to Kodiak, so that was way cool. So thank you very much, all of you here.
Thanks, Maggie.
Thanks so much.
Have a good, enjoyable event here in Kodiak. And then thank you also to Pam Foreman, who's helping out with the technical end. So I'm Maggie Wall, and this has been Talk of the Rock.
This has been KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program. Tune in next Tuesday at 12:30 to hear more about local issues and organizations.